Al, like, some stuff happened this episode. I don't know.
Some stuff.
That's the extent of this episode. Some stuff happened.
Some build up to other things, and also a love confession
question. Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Jared Now Watch Inuyasha is episode 120. I'm Jared, joined as always by Doc Al and Lady
Hello.
We are discussing season 5, episode number 8, or episode 118, entitled Into the Depths of Mount Hakure. We're going into the depths. Because that's what we be doing.
Some of us, anyway.
Yes. Some of us are trying to get into the depths. We begin this episode, and Baroku and Sango are in the depths of Mount Hakure, and they have Kagras there. The demons are going to fight them, and let's fight. They take out Sango very early because she swings her boomerang, and then she sees dude, what's his face? Her brother.
Oh, Kohaku.
Yes, and she's like, oh no, Kohaku. And then Kagura's like, look at me! And then she flings the boomerang back at Sango, and it hits her in the chest, and she's out cold for like the rest of this episode.
Yeah, she's like, BT Dubs, did you forget that I control wind? Because, like, I control wind.
She can control wind, it's true.
So yeah, Sango's out for like 90% of the episode.
They also make it very abundantly clear that Maroku cannot use the wind tunnel because the bees are here. But then after
the bees,
Sango goes down, he's like, I'm gonna do it anyways. Kagura's like,
YOLO.
Kagura's like, you're not gonna do anything because you can't use your wind tunnel. And he's like, psych, I'm doing it. And she's like, oh, okay, well, I guess he's gonna do it. Ooh.
The bees are like, wait a minute, no, this wasn't the agreement.
I didn't want to get sucked up, no.
You said that this wouldn't happen as long as we were here. No. Blip. So he gives a lot of demons the suck.
He does. He sure
does.
He goes,
ouchie, I'm poisoned.
We go outside of the depths of Mount Hakure to see Kagome and Inuyasha just chilling, and they're like, you know, Maroku and Sango should have been back by now. We should probably go find them and see what's up with that. And Inuyasha's like, well, I will go and look for them because I'm the main character of the show. And even though it will definitely do damage to me and this will be probably a bad idea, I must go and do it, even though Kagome could easily go do it.
Yeah, Kagome is the natural fit for this since, you know, she's already like a priestess, basically.
And not a demon.
And not any demon in her at all. And can actually take care of herself when, you know, she needs to. Mostly.
Yes, mostly. But yeah, Inuyasha's like, I'm gonna do it, so you gotta wait here. Koga and his boys are gonna stay with you. And then...
But no touching.
No touching. No touching, no talking. And I'm gonna go. See you later. We go back into the depths of Mount Hakure where Maroku is making a bridge with the boomerang.
Which is what we thought was going to happen last week.
He has to suck up more demons in the wind tunnel and then he sucks up more bees. Kagura at one point is like, he definitely sucked up some bees, but he doesn't look like he's like feeling the effects of this. This is weird. Then he sucks up more and he's like, oh boy, this sucks. I'm in a bad spot.
I feel not good, but I would rather die than have Sango die.
They get across that little bridge. He sucks up more demons, and like afterwards, he's like walking and then just collapses
on top of her.
The demons are just like,
ooh, wiggles. We got them wiggles.
We're getting closer. We're going to get you.
They're like the inflatable dudes outside of like car dealerships.
Arm waving inflatable tube men.
Yeah, that's what the demons look like.
It's pretty much, you're not wrong.
Whoa, look at us, we're intimidating.
We cut to Jakotsu, who is cold and on a road, and she's like, he's like, I need clothes.
He.
And then a band of merchants just magically show up, and they're like, who are you? We must fight you. And then Jacoch is like, blah, blah, blah. And then
the rabbit's like, whoa, that was weird.
Yeah. I do like how Jacoch is like, I need clothes. And then, like, all these dudes with armor and everything, he's like, ah, I'm going to take this piece of cloth.
Yeah, this, like, flowery kimono piece of cloth thing.
Mm-hmm. Bonkosu yeah. shows up and is like, oh, hey, how's it going? They go hang out for a little bit, and Jakotsu's like, hey, you want this jewel shard from Suikotsu? And he's like, oh, that's so nice of you. Why? I didn't even have
yeah,
to ask
nice
for this.
Never.
Wow. I can't believe you would do this.
Are we best friends now?
We go back to Mount Hakurei, and Inuyasha's having a bad time, and here's Rinkotsu back after last week's episode. And he's
got a weird cannon.
Yeah, he's going to shoot him with a cannon a lot. Inuyasha's having a bad time with the barrier, of course. And then mm-hmm. while Rinkotsu's firing at him, at some point he just gets electrocuted, and then, oh no, his demon powers are gone. Oh no, now he's just immortal.
Oh no, he's a human, a human.
And then Rinkotsu's still going to shoot him a lot.
I like that this wiki says that he's still fast on his feet in darkness at a convenient crevice.
He sure does get into a convenient crevice into the mountain. And then Jakosu just shows up and is like, oh, hey, how's it going?
Hey, hey.
Fancy
this is what you
here.
Look like as a human, huh?
We go back into the mountain, and Sango wakes up, and she's like, Moroku, oh no. And Moroku's like, oh, this sucks. I'm no.
She cries on him, and he wakes up.
He's like, oh, I'm so glad you regained consciousness. Oh, I'm in a bad way. But she's like, she's not going to leave him, because if they have to die, they will die together. A real Romeo and Juliet situation here.
Very romantic.
Very romantic. And then it's like they're holding each other, and Broke is like, realizes, like, wait a minute. I'm starting to feel better. This is weird.
Also, those demons haven't actually moved anywhere. Uh-huh.
There's huh. one that just like extends its tendrils at them. It's like, and it's like, gets hit by the barrier, and is like, ow. And
this
like,
sucks.
Oh, I guess the barrier's still active and everything. That's good. I guess it's purifying me of the poison. That's real handy and convenient. Wow. Love that.
So convenient. We both were like, wow, how convenient yeah. at the same time, because we share a brain cell. Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, well, I guess we'll just keep on heading this way. And then Moroku's like, oh, I guess we don't have to die together now. And Song is like, what did I say? Oh, no, what did I say?
Like 10 seconds ago. She's got, like, the memory of an ant.
She's a goldfish memory. And then we cut to Inuyasha, who's in the cave, and then here comes Jakotsu, who's like, whoa, look at you. You got black hair. It's cool. Anyways, we're going to fight. Cause,
yay.
Yeah, that's how we end this episode. Man, we were talking about this earlier today, but, like, this episode really nails home that God, this Band of Seven arc is not good.
It is not good. It's dragging. Oh, my voice cracked. It's dragging.
It definitely doesn't help that like they are cementing their status as a bunch of jobbers when they have to literally be like, Inuyasha beat the crap out of Rinkotsu last week, and now he's back fine this week. And the only reason that they're able to get the jump on him this week is that we were magically somehow able to take away his powers, and that's how we're going to put him in a state of danger.
Yeah.
But somehow he will, you know, most likely get out of it and beat them all up. It's very dumb, cliche. We've seen this time and time again through the series already. Like, all of this is just filler until Naraku shows back up, and
mm-hmm.
It sure is padding out this series.
Yep. I mean, like, I feel like there was a way they could have truncated this.
Mm-hmm.
But my God, it just drags.
Yep.
I also mentioned to you earlier that we've had this happen a few times on the rewatch, but like I legitimately remember nothing about this arc.
That's how you know it's good.
And well, I was say I think that it's clear that there's a reason why I don't remember this arc.
Yeah.
It's because there's nothing to remember. It's just weird and annoying and takes too long. And Inuyasha keeps getting like sexually harassed by Genkotsu.
Yes, you're not wrong.
Which is, you know, yikes.
Real rude.
It's not great. It's not great. I'm very ready to be out of this arc. I don't know about you.
I've been ready.
When were you ready?
10 episodes ago.
Damn.
When they first showed up.
Damn. D was it even 10
I
episodes
don't know.
How long has it been?
Too long.
I mean, yeah, it has been too long, but I'm just trying to remember when the heck they actually showed up. Let's see here. 104? Does that sound right? We're at 118?
102.
102. Wow,
That's the
okay.
date. That's when Kyokotsu shows up. So,
Well, yeah.
16 episodes ago.
Yeah, okay. 10 episodes ago. You're about right on that. Anyway, we sure are in this arc.
Sure are.
I don't know how long it's gonna last, but maybe it'll eventually end, huh?
You can only hope. I was trying to see if like there was something that tell that like says like, oh, this is how long this arc is, but I can't find that on here anywhere, but it's whatever. But yeah, that's gonna do it for us this week. I gotta go back to our episode page. Next time we'll be discussing episode 119. It's called Divine Malice of the Saint. Saint Hakushin is gonna show back up and be like, I'm sad. That's why I was with no Raku. And Inuyasha's gonna have a bad time. But yeah, that's gonna do it for us. So if you'd like more from us, head on over to seasonalanimecheckup.com or sac.cool. It's where you can find past episodes of this podcast and other podcasts like Seasonal Anime Checkup OVA. You can also find columns and reviews on the site as well. If you'd like more from AnnLadium, go to AnnLadium.com. She's got columns and reviews. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Anime Checkup. You can follow us on Blue Sky at seasonalanimecheckup.com. You can buy our books, One Shining Moment, A Critical Analysis of Love, Life, Sunshine, Hot Tubs, and Pac-Man on Amazon.com. And you can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/sacova. So join us next time as we learn about a saint.
Yay.